A couple of hours later, the doors having reopened, rumbling and grumbling and shaking the ground until they were finished, Thomas sat at a worn, tilted picnic table outside the homestead. All he could think about was the grievers, what their purpose could be, what they did out there during the night, what it would be like to be attacked by something so terrible. He tried to get the image out of his head, move on to something else. The runners. They'd just left without saying a word to anybody, bolting into the maze at full speed and disappearing around corners. He pictured them in his mind as he picked at his eggs and bacon with a fork, speaking to no one, not even Chuck, who ate silently next to him. The poor guy had exhausted himself trying to start a conversation with Thomas, who'd refused to respond. All he wanted was to be left alone. He just didn't get it. His brain was on overload trying to compute the sheer impossibility of the situation. How could a maze, with walls so massive and tall, be so big that dozens of kids hadn't been able to solve it after who knew how long trying? How could such a structure exist? And more importantly, why? What could possibly be the purpose of such a thing? Why were they all there? How long had they been there? Try as he might to avoid it, his mind still kept wandering back to the image of the vicious griever. Its phantom brother seemed to leap at him every time he blinked or rubbed his eyes. Thomas knew he was a smart kid. He somehow felt it in his bones. But nothing about this place made any sense, except for one thing. He was supposed to be a runner. Why did he feel that so strongly? And even now, after seeing what lived in the maze? A tap on his shoulder jarred him from his thoughts. He looked up to see Albie standing behind him, arms folded.
"Ain't you looking fresh?" Albie said. "Get a nice view out the window this morning?"
Thomas stood, hoping the time for answers had come, or maybe hoping for a distraction from his gloomy thoughts.
"Enough to make me want to learn about this place," he said, hoping to avoid provoking the temper he'd seen flare in this guy the day before.
Albie nodded.
"Me and you, Shank. The tour begins now."
He started to move, but then stopped, holding up a finger.
"Ain't no questions till the end, you got me? Ain't got time to jaw with you all day."
But Thomas stopped when Albie's eyebrows shot up. Why did the guy have to be such a jerk?
"But tell me everything. I want to know everything."
He'd decided the night before not to tell anyone else how strangely familiar the place seemed, the odd feeling that he'd been there before, that he could remember things about it. Sharing that seemed like a very bad idea.
"I'll tell you what I want to tell you, Greeny. Let's go."
"Can I come?" Chuck asked from the table. Albie reached down and tweaked the boy's ear.
"Ow!"
Chuck shrieked.
"Ain't you got a job, Slinthead?" Albie asked. "Lots of slopping to do?"
Chuck rolled his eyes, then looked at Thomas.
"Have fun." "I'll try."
He suddenly felt sorry for Chuck, wished people would treat the kid better. But there was nothing he could do about it. It was time to go. He walked away with Albie, hoping the tour had officially begun.